We continue our learning. In Rosh Hashanah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Vav. Now, in the previous Mishnah, we had a machlokas between the Tanakam and Rabbi Yossi. What do we do when it's the moon is clearly visible? So the people, let's say in Tel Aviv, say there's no need for us to go to Yushalayim. I'm sure they saw the new moon Yushalayim, and they'll be able to declare it Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh will be on the 30th. This previous month will have 29 days. It's very clear. They don't need us as Edom. So the Tanakhama said, no, you go anyway. And you can be Michal Shabbos and walk past the Tchum to come to testify. And Rabbi Yossi says, no. If Nira Ba'alil, if it was seen very clearly, you can't be Michal Shabbos. What do we need? We don't need you. There are plenty of Edom, I'm sure, saw the new moon in Yushalayim itself. So this Mishnah comes to bring a machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and Rabban Gamliel, which is really essentially the same machlokas they had in the previous Mishnah. And the psak, as Rabban Gamliel, as the Nasi, was against that which Rabbi Akiva did, and against Rabbi Yossi's position, and supports the position of the Tanakhama that we let the Edom come regardless. Masa she'avru Yosir Mayba Umzug. It's a story that more than 40 pairs of witnesses were on their way to Yerushalayim to testify that they saw the new moon. Ve'ik van Rabbi Akiva below. Rabbi Akiva held them back in the city of Lod. Now, some say it was Rabbi Akiva. Someone held them back. But Rabbi Akiva, who was the posek, who was the Rav in that city, in that vicinity, the fact that he didn't say anything and he allowed them to be detained and not continue on Shabbos to Yerushalayim, past their tchum, in order to testify about the new moon, obviously Rabbi Akiva held like Rabbi Yossi. It's very clear, it's a clear night. You know they saw the new moon in Yerushalayim, and these Edim should not be Michal Shabbos to walk past the tchum. These 40, more than 40 pairs of Edim. Shalach lo Rabban Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel sent to Rabbi Akiva the following: In ma'akev atos harabim nimseisa machshilon le'asil avo. If you're going to, this is the message you sent him. If you're going to hold them back, so then they're going to refrain from coming, literally stumble in the future. Now that's something we have to be very careful. If they're going to feel that, oh, you know what, it was a waste for us to come, so in the future when we actually may need them, they're going to decide not to come. And that's a grave concern. We have that in other areas of halacha as well. And that's why Rabbi Gamliel ruled against that of Rabbi Akiva and against that position of Rabbi Yossi, and substantiates the opinion of the Tanakam in the previous Mishnah that when Mechalel Shabbos regardless, even if Neretz Ba'alil, even if the moon was clearly visible to everybody. Perek Aleph Mishnah Zayin. Av ubeno shero es hachodesh yelchu. A father and son who saw the new moon, they should go to the Beis Din anyway. Now, what's the chiddush of this statement? So, there's a general rule based on the pasuk, as it says, lo yumusu avos al banim, uvanim lo yumusu al avos. So the Torah says in Sefer, the end of Sefer Torah, the ascending of Sefer Devarim, and the Gemara in Sanhedrin learns that it means the father. What does it mean that fathers won't die because of the sons, and sons will not die because of the fathers? So one explanation of the pasuk is that fathers can't become guilty in a case where there's Misa, that would be a capital case, based on the testimony of the sons, and vice versa. So if that's the case, then and the Gemara assumes that not only does this apply to a case, to a capital crime, where it's lo yumasu, but even other cases, even civil cases, would be true that we cannot have relatives testifying one for the other. And even though the pasuk speaks about a father and a son, it applies to other relatives as well. And the Gemara discusses what types of relatives we're speaking about that will be disqualified from testifying together. And this is true not only, let's say one of the litigants is a relative. It's not just that you're testifying on behalf. So the language here sounds like, okay, a father cannot die because of the testimony of the son. So that would mean is that the father is one of the litigants and the son is one of the Edim. But that's also true, but it also means that Edim themselves who are related to one another. When we ask these questions, say under the chuppah, we say, We talk about Edim. Are you related to the Chassan or the Kala? Are you related to each other? Both of those would disqualify the Edim from testifying. Now, generally speaking, we know we need two Edim. Al pi shnei Edim yakum davar, the Torah says. We establish everything when it comes to two Edim, and that's speaking about... although that may be speaking about cases of civil cases, but this is true regarding everything. Criminal cases, civil cases, whether what's the marital status of someone, how do I know that? So although this may be written in the context of mamon, there's a gzera shava, davar mimamon. The Torah says, al pi shnei edim yakum davar, the matter will be established, this civil matter will be established based on two edim, or this criminal matter will be established on basis of two edim. But it also says, lo yerbecha ervas davar, that speaking about marital status, whether this woman is married or whether she's divorced. So how do I know that you need two Edim for that too? I've derived that from here as well. So we need two Edim, but they cannot be Krovim, but they cannot be relatives. So what is gained by having a father and a son who saw the new moon coming to the Beis Din? So the Mishnah says, Avu v'no sharos achodesh yechu deshtego. You know why? Lo shem mitzdar from them zeh. Not that they're able to join together as witnesses. Elishem yipasel achon mehem yitzaref hasheni imacher. It means that if they come to Beis Din, so this is what can happen. If let's say if one of them literally is disqualified, so then the other can join with someone else. It means the following. Obviously, the father and son cannot testify together, but one of them can testify, can join with another aide who saw the new moon, and then we'll have two witnesses. Ah, so why not just have the father or the son go? Why should they both go? So that's what the Mishnah is saying. Let's say one of them is disqualified for whatever reason. We interrogate the aide, and we have chakiros and bedikos. We ask them certain questions. We have to check them. We have to inspect them, and they can become disqualified. So one of them is disqualified. The one who decided to come. So now we're out. And if there's only one other aide there, not related, it's not going to help. So if we have the father and the son both come, so if one of this, clearly they're not going to testify together, but one can join with another aide. And why do I need both? Because maybe one will become disqualified, and therefore we can use the other one. That's what it means. Elishim yeh, yipasel, echad mehem. One becomes disqualified. Yitztaref hasheni, the second one who's not disqualified of the father and the son, imachir will join with and paired with another person. Rabbi Shimon Omer. He disagrees. He says that no, a father and a son and all other relatives are kosher for Eidus HaChodesh. Eidus HaChodesh is not the same as a criminal matter, a civil matter, a Dover Sheba Erva. No, the Eidus HaChodesh is acceptable. Why is that so? So the Baturah quotes from the Chumash. The Pasuk says, HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem. And who is Hashem speaking to? He's speaking to Moshe and Aaron. And what did that teach us? Eidus zo tehei mesur lachem. This testimony is entrusted to you, Moshe and Aaron, meaning legedolim shebidor kemoschem, to great people of the generation is given to you. What does it mean? So Moshe and Aaron, they're not eligible. They are brothers. Nonetheless, what do you see from here? You see that you see that the pasuk says that nonetheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu lachem, this is kosher, and Moshe Aaron, that's okay. Oh no! So the Bar Tanu then is quoting rather the other opinion. How would you explain the pasuk otherwise? Meaning, it sounds like the pasuk saying that Moshe and Aaron can testify together as brothers. It's Rabbi Shimon has a good raya. So what would the Tanakhama say in response? They would say in response the following. They would say, a father and a son, or two brothers, you know why that is not acceptable? Because when the Torah says, Hashem says to Moshe and Aaron, HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem, it doesn't mean, this, it's yours, you can testify together. What it means is that the Eidus HaChodesh is something that should be done by Gedolei Hador. They were the leading people of that generation. So that's what it means. I mean, the Beis Din, before whom the Edim are going to testify, have to be Gedolei Hador. It's nothing to do with the Edim themselves, but Gedolei Hador is a reference to the Beis Din itself. Edus Zu, this testimony to Hey Mesura Lachem should be done in front of you, the Gedolim Shebador Kemoschem. And that's why the Tanakhama says, indeed, a father and son cannot testify together, and Moshe and Aaron is not a raya, because that means that Moshe and Aaron should be the types of people who are sitting on the Beis Din. Says the Mishnah, Amar Rabbi Yossi, Maisa B'Tovia Harofe, Sharos HaChodesh B'Yushalayim, a story that happened, Tovia the doctor saw the new moon in Yushalayim. Who ubeno v'avdo mishukhra? Who saw it? He saw it. His son and his eved Kanani, who had been freed, who had been emancipated. So he's a full-fledged Jew now. So who's coming? So they come to court. The kiblu ha-kohanim osoves beno, the kohanim, who the kohanim, different opinions, maybe the Beis Din of kohanim, if there was such a thing. So they accepted him and his son, upaslu es avdo, and what do? They invalidated the Eved, meaning the Eved is not a miyuchas, doesn't have proper Jewish lineage, and therefore he is disqualified from testifying. That's what the Kohanim ruled in such a case, based on a Mishnah Sanhedrin in the fourth parak, which says that if your judge in a capital crime has to be of miyuchas lineage. So here, they came to the Beis Din, and they said, and they came to the Kohanim, rather, and this Kohanim, this Beis Din of Kohanim, said, oh, we'll take you and your son, but not the Eved, he's not Miyuchas. And that seems to substantiate the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. But what happened after that? When they came to the real Beis Din, what happened there? Kiblu osoves avdov v'paslu osbeno. Just the opposite. They accepted the freed slave. Why? Because to be eligible as an aide, as a witness, you don't need yichus. You don't need Jewish lineage. But who was pasul? The son was pasul. Why? Because Kiddush HaChodesh needs witnesses who are not related, which obviously the real Beis Din had disqualified the father and the son, like the opinion of the Tanakhama, against the opinion of Rabbi Shimon.